My name is Cameron Dodu. I've been a journalist talking about Africa for the international media for over 30 years. I was born in a small village called Siakwa in eastern Ghana. I came into journalism by accident. I liked the radio, and I used to listen to the BBC World Service and also to Ghana Radio, and they had a fiction program that I liked very much, and I tried my hand at writing for it, and it worked. From then on, I moved to Accra to become a reporter on a magazine called New Nation. And since Ghana became independent in 1957, at the time that I was beginning, my promotion was rapid. I joined Ghana Radio and became an editor. And by 1960, we had taken up all the jobs that were formerly held by BBC people. Now, in 1960, I was on the teleprinter desk, looking for news about a census that Ghana was holding. When news came through that 67 Africans had been killed in Sharpeville in South Africa, this had a profound effect on me, because as the news came through, you could see that the people had been shot mainly in the back as they were fleeing from the police. And I could then see myself, a young 23-year-old African editor in the national broadcasting station. And I could see that if I was in South Africa, job reservation would never allow me into the newsroom in the first place. I was immensely angry at this. So I became very interested in the South African struggle. And I was all the time hoping, praying that the situation would change. Then in 1990, we got the news that Nelson Mandela was going to be released. Was it really going to happen? Was South Africa going to be governed by the black majority through peaceful negotiations? And it was announced that on 10th May 1994, Nelson Mandela, after having won the first all-race elections in South Africa, was going to be crowned president of South Africa. People think that apartheid or racial discrimination only started in South Africa in 1948 after the nationalists had come to power. But in fact, the British administration there was also racist. So 90 solid years and more of oppression of the blacks by the whites was coming to an end. And I was invited to come to the installation of President Mandela. And I got there. I couldn't believe it. I saw these South African Defense Force people in uniform, the police, all these people there. And there, before my very eyes, was this black man who had been in prison for 27 years, swearing the oath to be the president of South Africa. I was crying. And after he had been sworn in, they played Nkosi Sikelele Africa, and everybody saluted. And it had still not sunk in. I mean, I was crying, but it hadn't sunk in. Then I saw Thelani Tambo, the daughter of Oliver Tambo, actually standing on that dais with a clenched fist, the African National Congress salute in front of all those people, including the former bosses of BOS, the Bureau of State Security. And then it sunk in. Yes, we had won! Amazing. And after that, the jets flew over our heads, saluting us. There were all these African leaders, Julius Nyerere, Kenneth Kaunda, people who had been fighting with the South Africans for this moment. And the jets flew over our heads. These military jets that had been trained to come and bomb us, the enemy in the north, they were saluting us as we sat in the Union buildings that day. It was incredible.